Let me tell you the story of Eustace Clarence Stubbs, a precocious and obnoxious 9-year-old boy. At least that's the way C.S. Lewis depicted him in the Narnia Chronicles, that magnificent children's tale written in the 1950s. Eustace is one of the most memorable characters in the third book of that series entitled The Voyage of the Dawn Treaders. There we are told that Eustace sails with his friends Edmund, Lucy, and King Caspian through the magic waters to the ends of the earth. They come to Dragon Island, where Eustace shows his true colors. He wanders away from the group to avoid working on refitting the Dawn Treader. And in a secluded valley, Eustace encounters a dragon coming out of a cave to drink from a pool. And beside the pool, the dragon, without warning, falls down and dies. Then Eustace takes refuge from a fierce rainstorm inside the dragon's cave. There, Eustace finds that the dragon's cave is filled with treasures, diamonds and gold and silver. Eustace greedily imagines how rich and powerful he will become as he falls asleep that night. But Eustace awakens to discover that he has become a dragon. Now he has scaly green skin and he breathes fire. And in that terrible moment, Eustace realized that he was a monster cut off from the human race. An appalling loneliness settled upon him. The loneliest of dragons begins to weep. And Lewis says this, "A powerful dragon crying his eyes out under the moon in a deserted valley is a sight and sound hardly to be imagined." Soon, this boy turned dragon gets himself together and tracks down his friends on the seashore. At first terrified, they soon discern that this is in fact their friend Eustace transformed into a dragon. Now, Eustace the dragon tries to be helpful to his friends outfitting their ship, but he really is ashamed of his beastly state, and he can't help. He knows that he's really a nuisance. How can his friends get a dragon onto their ship? The Dawn Treader was ready to set sail, but without space for a huge dragon. So Eustace the dragon wanders off again to ponder his fate. And that night, he has a profound dream. A dream that a lion bathed in moonlight approaches him. This awesome lion leads him to a mountaintop where there was a garden surrounding a well. Actually, it was a big round bath with marble steps leading into the crystal clear water. The lion told Eustace the dragon to prepare for his bath in the waters. So Eustace the dragon began to remove his green scales like banana peels, not once, but three times. However, under every layer of green scales, there were more green scales. No matter how many layers he discarded, he was still a dragon. Then the majestic lion said to Eustace, "You will have to let me undress you." So Eustace the dragon lay on his back, and the lion used his claws to tear back his green, scaly skin. The lion cut so deep, it seemed to go right into Eustace's heart. Now the dragon's skin began to peel off. Eustace said, It hurt worse than anything I have ever felt. Yet there was a certain pleasure in knowing that the green scales were finally coming off. Finally, Eustace's skin was smooth and soft. The green scales were shed at last. Then the lion caught hold of Eustace and threw him into the waters. At first, the water smarted, but then it became perfectly delightful and refreshing. Eustace, swimming and splashing, discovered to his delight that the pain was gone. Why? Because Eustace had become a boy again. Then the lion lifted him up from the waters and dressed him in new clothes fit for a boy. It was this life-changing dream that Eustace shared with his friend Edmund. When he heard it, Edmund said to him, "Then you have been undragoned. I think you've seen Aslan." Aslan, as the children would discover, is the Lion King of Narnia, the son of the Emperor beyond the sea, the compassionate Lord of all. As a result of Eustace's transforming experience, this is what C.S. Lewis wrote. "It would be nice and fairly nearly true to say that from that time forth, Eustace was a different boy. But to be strictly accurate, he began to be a different boy. There were still many days when he could be very tiresome, but the cure had begun." In his marvelous book, The Companion to Narnia, the scholar Paul Ford suggests that the transformation of Eustace is perhaps the most beautiful visualization of the meaning of conversion and baptism in all of children's literature. It is the story of an obnoxious boy turned dragon who sees Aslan in his undragoned. He bathes in a crystal clear pool and becomes a boy again. He receives new clothing and a new heart. The cure had begun. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord Sunday. Even the Messiah himself passed through the waters of baptism, something John actually found incomprehensible. Yet Jesus consents to identify fully with Israel. So he wades into the Jordan along with all the people to be baptized. And there the Spirit of the Lord falls upon him like a dove, and the voice from heaven declares this marvelous affirmation: "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." That moment, the water marked a turning point in Jesus' life. He would emerge from that river inspired to live for others, a life surrendered to God for the redemption of Israel and indeed the redemption of all humanity. And so too, when we are baptized, baptism is a kind of demarcation, breaking from the past and marking a new life in the Spirit. And like Eustace, baptism means struggling against that dragon in all of us. Baptism inspires our transformation, slowly but surely removing the scales covering our true identity. Those dragon scales can only be removed by Aslan, the son of the Emperor of the Sea. The Christ who meets us in the waters of baptism wants to rid us of all the darkness and resistance present in our lives. It can be painful, and yet it can be a lifetime process. This is not magic, and the waters are not magic. It is the beginning of the cure, which is indeed life in Christ forever. So imagine Eustace splashing in the crystal clear waters. He becomes a boy again. He's made new. He is given his true identity in the Spirit of Christ, born afresh, born anew, born from above. The dragon scales begin to fall away. An authentic life is restored, and he's even given new clothes, the righteousness of Christ our Lord. So Eustace realizes he is not his own. He has been bought with a price. So we can say with Martin Luther in his darkest moments, "I have been baptized." And we can say with Eustace, "I have been undragoned." And sometimes in the mornings, when you splash water on your face and look at yourself in the mirror, here's what you can say. Mirror, look at yourself. You belong to Christ. You are not your own. So on this baptism of the Lord Sunday, I pray that the whole world would wade into the baptismal waters to turn from darkness to receive a beautiful new life in Christ. And maybe imagine whole nations coming to the waters to shed the terrible conflicts between countries, that fire-breathing death in Gaza and Ukraine, peace on earth, to claw away the ugliness and the divisions within the body of Christ, the bride of Christ renewed and cleansed, to wash away the hurt and the resentments that come into our families, promises renewed and love restored, to be buried with Christ and raised to a newness of life. That means my personal turmoil and my struggles with other people's begins to be laid to rest. The cure has begun. And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we can say this day that we have been undragoned. And that is what baptism can mean for each and every one of us, and indeed for the whole world. So sisters and brothers, on this day, I invite you to remember your baptism and to be thankful. Thanks be to God. Amen.